Hi everyone, welcome to the Solar and Storage Market Series. My name is Erez Dolev and I'm the Managing Director here at Renvu. Today we are going to be hearing from Alejandro Jimenez, a Technical Service Manager at Soluna,
Hello.
residential systems designs, safety and efficiency, and remote monitoring and system management of energy storage. But before we dive in, and while we're waiting for more people to join, I'd like to give a little background on Renvu, as well as some of the products and services we offer. Renvu is a US-based solar equipment distributor. We've been in the industry since 2012, and we currently have fulfillment facilities in California, New Jersey, and Texas. Our sales staff all have backgrounds within engineering or solar installation. A few products quickly to spotlight here. We carry the whole solar portfolio and can beat any price you see out there. We recently had a webinar with Lumen Smart Panels, and we carry their outdoors and indoors models on the shelf. This is a great device to add to a solar and storage project since it allows you to use the existing main and sub panels and control the loads remotely during power outage, or set rules for which loads will continue to work and which ones will be dropped. We are currently have a promotion offering $150 off any Lumen device you purchase. We have plenty of Zenshine 405 black modules, which we're offering at 16 cents when you're buying them with Blikir carports, we'll talk about in a second. We have the whole portfolio of IQ8 series, and offering the IQ8H and IQ8 pluses at 25% below the market price right now. So you will see the IQ8 pluses at around $115 and the IQ8Hs at 186. Have the GrowWatt EV chargers on the shelf, and if you're looking for T-gaskets to make solar arrays watertight, Blikir has several options for different module gap sizes. Email our team at info@renvu.com, or see our webinar follow-up email with more info on those. Here's our bulk modules price list for large volume options and our upcoming offerings of solar modules. We carry Zenshine, Canadian Solar, Hyundai, Hyperion, REC, and more. All our brands are Bloomberg Tier 1. We are sharing in the chat a link to this page. We update it regularly so you can stay up to date with our latest deals for bulk purchases. I'll take a minute to also mention the Blikir residential carport. This is a great way to extend existing solar systems or an alternative solutions when you cannot install solar on a roof and when a customer is looking for more added values. It is designed to be assembled by a small team. It doesn't require any specialized or heavy machinery to install it. This is a solar structure, so it's eligible for the 30% ITC and possibly the extra 10% for US-made products. It is modules and inverter agnostic. It is designed and fabricated in the US and made from US-sourced galvanized steel. It comes with a 25-year warranty. The structure is coming with a structural engineer PE stamp. You can install up to 24 solar modules with four columns of six modules. A two-car carport will generate about 10 kilowatts. You can use residential and commercial modules with it, with load capacities of up to 48 pounds per square foot snow, 215 miles per hour wind load, and seismic design category F. One last item to go over before we get started is our solar design and quote tool. You'll find it on the top of our homepage on renvu.com. You can generate as many quotes as you need in couple of minutes without the need to wait for a sales engineer, and it is available 24 hours, 7 days a week, always updated with the latest products and pricing. First, you select the components you would like to see on your quote, and then you choose your panels. I chose the ZenShine 405 black. Next, you configure your racking system for a wide range of options, tilted or flat roof, ground mount, and carports. I created two arrays here. First array with two rows. First row with seven modules in landscape, and then second row with 10 modules in portrait, and then second array with 10 modules in portrait. Changed to black rails, black clumps, and I changed the span here to 6 feet. The system creates a sketch of the array with dimensions so you can verify that this design fits the space you have. Then choose your inverter type from microinverters, optimizers, and string inverters. I selected string inverters here. And storage options. I'll select the single phase and grow watt. I'll select min 10K and the 19A arrow battery. The left side, you see the bill of materials building up. And when you're logged into your account, prices changes as you edit your system configuration. It's a great way to compare the cost of different options in real time. Our team updates this tool constantly with the latest solar components and pricing currently available in the market. And then you get a quote that is being sent to your email, and it will be also saved under your account here. You can print it, you can make changes and make purchases if you want. Okay. If you have any questions about these products or about Soluna while Alejandro is presenting, please feel free to ask in the Q&A section. There's a button at the bottom. It says Q&A. We will get to the questions at the end of the webinar. We have also Arthur here from Soluna who will help with any technical aspects or questions. You can also email our sales team at info@renvu.com for more information and pricing. This webinar is being recorded, and we will send you a link in a follow-up email. We also have recordings of previous webinars on the Renvu YouTube channel, so you can visit there to see other webinars that we had recently. Without further ado, I'll hand it over to Alejandro to take it from here.
Thank you. Okay, hello everyone. This is Alejandro or Alex. I am Technical Service Manager in Soluna for America, US, Mexico, Latin America. So I am in charge of the service. If you have questions about technical aspects, you feel free for ask. So in this presentation, I'm going to talk about Soluna products. The storage market is a market is growing very quickly. So it's very important meet the options in the market about the batteries, about the how to design the systems, what option we have to offer a storage system to the end customer. So I will try to explain better for you about the batteries. So we are start with company profile. Soluna is a manufacturing company. In the market, as Soluna, we have around 8, 7 years in the market, but we have a background as a manufacturer company who fabric the lithium cell or other technologies. But in 2015, we launched in the market the Soluna brand. Soluna brand start to offer products in 2017 with all-in-one system. This is the first our first product to the market. And then in 2018, we launched the high voltage battery. This product is the main product in the American market. So we are going to put more focus in this product for in this webinar. And then in 2019, we got the UL 1973 certificate. And 2020, we launched the EOS 5K battery. This is low voltage. So in the give me a second, please. In 2021, we launched the new generation HB battery. This with more benefits. We are going to see it next. And 2022, we got the UL 9540 and UN 9548 certificate. In last year, we launched two products in low voltage. 5K is another battery in 5K, and 10K LB battery for low voltage system. This year, at the beginning, we launched the SmartLink product. SmartLink product is a hub that allows to create system around 1.5 megawatts hour. We are going to see it next. And then next year, we have planned launch the 20 kilowatt hour HP battery. This is the main points over the time about Soluna. So we have presence in a lot of countries in America. America and Europe are the main market for us. Most of the Central America and South America and Europe. So we have presence in a lot of countries with technical service or sales. If you need something, you can contact through Rainbow for with us to attend your questions or your request. Okay, we're going to start with product catalog. We have a line for products for different solutions. The smaller solution is the portable systems. We have two systems, that is Cactus A515 and A30. This product is most for portable solutions like camping or people that need go to places where it's not grid. So you can use this device for us for these works. The product have LCD screen and lights, two lights. This is around 1.2 kilowatts, and this is the double of 2.4. Then we have low voltage solution. The 5K, this is the 5K battery, and then this is the 10K battery for low voltage. We are going to see more details in advance. Next, and this is the high voltage. We have two main models, 10K and 15K in high voltage. And this is only one system. This product is more popular in South America. And we have a commercial or industrial solution. This is the power cell, 150K. And we can get systems around five units in parallel to get around 700 kilowatt hour. But now we are going to put more attention in these two products, 10K in LV and 10K and 50K in and 15K in HV solution. Okay, but we're going to start with 10K and 50K solution. This is the battery in high voltage. High voltage is most for grid projects, on-grid projects. So because we work with high voltage, so it's better for the in the better charge the battery through with the solar PV instead if it's low voltage. In low voltage, the current is more high. The cable is most big, bigger. So this is the advantage to use high voltage in systems. Don't matter if it's residential or commercial, you can use high voltage battery. So we are going to see the aspect about security inside the battery at next. Okay, the main features. LFP cell. LFP cell is a technology that allow the battery could be cool better performance because there are a lot of chemistry about the cells, but now currently LFP is the better technology. If we compare price and efficiency or performance, LFP is the best technology actually or currently. So we have most of the 6,000 cycles charge and discharge. So the lifespan is around 15 or 16 years. If you charge and discharge once per day, the battery in the better condition could reach the these years for lifespan, 6,000 cycles. 6,000 cycles until 90%. This is the depth of discharge. You can discharge the battery almost complete, even in very controlled system. You can discharge until 100%, but we recommend discharge 90%. The battery is 1C rate. It means you can discharge the battery in 1 hour in special condition. About the voltage, about the load, you can discharge in 1 hour. This is very important for customers that need much energy in few time. You can discharge the battery in this time. This allow that's why the current discharge 40 amps. You can discharge the battery in 40 amps to get the whole the energy in 1 hour. All our battery have the BMS integrate. The BMS is the battery management system. Inside the battery, all solution from Soluna has the BMS inside. This is very important because the lithium batteries could be a little dangerous if the battery have not BMS, because the BMS is the computer inside the battery that allows control and measure all parameters of the battery. The BMS measure the voltage, temperature, current, and other aspects inside the battery. So it's very important work with batteries with the BMS integrate. Another main feature is the Wi-Fi. All battery have Wi-Fi to monitoring the system at 24/7. You can check a part of the inverter monitoring. You can have the own monitoring for the battery in the APP or in the webpage, and you can see most parameters like temperature or charge and discharge current and more. We can get a system up to 150 kilowatt hours with 10 units in parallel. 10 units, 15K. This is possible with the parallel box. We are going to see it at next. And we have Blackstone function for off-grid system. We are going to see more details in the future in the next slides. So also is compatible with SmartLink. SmartLink is the hub to get system up to 1.5 megawatts. This is more for commercial or industrial projects. We have SPD protection. When you work with high voltage, it's very important the security. So all HV battery integrate the surge protection device, because we have worked with from 200 voltage until 400 voltage around. So it's very important the integrate our security system inside. We have 10 years warranty, and this function is optional, but you can let know if you need self-heating function. This is most for very cold places when the lithium need stay in a average temperature. The battery can hide the temperature itself, but this function is optional. You need Let us know if you need this option to produce in mass the battery with self-heating function. Okay, we're going to next. We have two main models, 10K and 15K. You can see the design is very similar. The 15K is more tight. 10K, the rate capacity is 10K. Usable capacity is 9 kilowatt hour, but as I said, you can discharge all the battery in very controlled situation with the setting in the better the setting very clear, but we recommend the 90% nominal voltage. As you see, is high voltage. It's not for LV system. We have board with 268 volts, so it's very important install with the security lines. Maximum charge and discharge 40 amps in two. Operating temperature minus 10 degrees and to 50 degrees. The battery can work between these degrees. More close of the limit, maybe we can have a degrade in the performance, but in average temperature, the battery can work in the better performance. The certificates for the cell UL 1642 for the module inside the battery 1973, and the security in the whole battery UL 9540. Communication, we have CAN protocol is for the communication with the inverter. Is a single cable, Ethernet cable, RJ for A5, and with the monitoring you can use the Wi-Fi. The dimension is very minimalist. The battery, you can see the dimension is very is not too big. You can install in places and no the battery no need a lot of space. The weight is a little heavy, so you need two or three people to install the battery. And we have IP protection, IP65. The battery can be installed outside, but we recommend install a cover even the battery have IP65. The installation way, it's possible install in floor stand, and wall mount is optional. You need let us know that you need wall mount optional because the bracket change if you need install in the wall. We can connect until 10 units in parallel. So the next model is very similar, only change the capacity and voltage. In this case, we have work we are working with 384 volts, and the dimension is different. In this side we have 1.2 meters, 65 centimeters, and 22 centimeters. It's very, do you say no need a lot of space to install the battery. It's very simple. So for the parallel units is the same, 1 to 10 units. It's not possible combine different models. If you install 15K, you only can connect 15K models. It's not no match one model with the other model. Is necessary install the same model if you need connect units in parallel. Okay, the physical features or characteristics. In the front side, we have the LED indicator and the logo, and ground terminal for grounding the case of the battery. In the left side, we have external charge port In the next slide, I'm going to explain this part. We have the handles to take the battery and wall bracket. It's very important install the battery with the wall bracket because for security. In the right side, we have the connection port. We have the communication port and electrical port, the switch on off. This is the black star button that I'm going to explain next. Label and the other ground terminal, because this terminal is for the plate or cover, and this one is for the other case, because the there is a separate plastic separate for insulate the battery. Inside the battery is very important in and is very important mention the components or electric components inside the battery, because it's more related for the security. For example, the BMS is in the top on the of the battery. As I say, the BMS is very important because the BMS manage the communication with inverter, measure all of the parameters of the battery. So we need monitoring the battery for security. Not only our battery, all lithium batteries has BMS. So we have a fuse inside the battery for if the connection is wrong or there is a short circuit in the installation, the battery protect itself with the fuse and with protection relay. This is very important because if the battery has not communication with the inverter, this relay go to close or open, go to open, and the electricity is not allowed. So this is for security. The battery need have communication with the inverter to close the relay and start to work. So this is a point very important for security around the installation, for the people around the battery, because if the inverter is turned off, the battery after 5 minutes go to sleep and go to open the relay for security. Also, we have the surge protection device or SPD protection inside, because we are working with high voltage. So below of the electric box or this part, we have the modules. The 15K has 10 modules, and the 10K has 7 modules. Each modules inside have the lithium self connect in series and parallel, and each module have a slate board. A slate board is electronic board in this side. So all modules are connected and has communication. So it's very important for the BMS, because the BMS meet the parameters of each module. So it's very important to mention, because it's related to the security. Also, each module has 2 temperature sensors. So the BMS is testing every module with the slate board and with the 2 sensors for check the parameters. Okay, the details for the connection ports, we have 2 CAN 1 and 2 CAN 2. CAN 1 is connect the inverter, and CAN 2 is connect the monitoring. So in the future, when we are going to introduce more function for the other port, currently we need use CAN 1 and CAN 2. Whatever you choose, no, don't matter. But in the future, we are going to add more functions. For example, connect the batteries together without any other device or something like that. We have the 2 terminal, positive and negative, switch on off, and the black star button. So the black star, I'm going to explain the black star in the next slide. In the other side, we have the external charge port. This port is for a situation when the battery is over discharge accidentally. So maybe the inverter turned off and the end customer now see it that the inverter is turned off. So if the battery around 2 weeks no is not charging, is not charged, the voltage go to is it go to down. So in this case, will be necessary recharge the battery with a AC/DC AC/DC power supply. So in this case, we can charge the battery externally with DC power supply with this port. The cable or the connector for this port is included in the battery accessories. So you connect the AC/DC power supply. You choose in this knob, you choose the model, for example, 10K, 15K, 20K. You choose at first, and then you can recharge the battery to back to life the battery in situation that over discharge or under voltage sleep. So it's very that's why it's very important set the inverters correctly to avoid that the battery discharge itself. We have a fuse for security in this side. This situation is not very common. Is most if the system of or if the setting in the inverter is not correct, but it's not happen every day. No need use frequently. Just in situation when the battery over discharge accidentally. Okay, Blackstar function is most for off-grid system. For example, in at the night we have not a solar PV, but if the inverter turn off, is not possible to turn on the inverter again because we have not a solar PV. So in this situation, you can press the Blackstar button, and the battery will send a signal to the inverter to start. This very usable in off-grid system because in emergency situation, you can start the inverter with the battery, with the Blackstar function. Or another situation could be a on-grid system, but the there is a blackout of the grid, so you and the inverter turn off. You can start with the inverter with the Blackstar function. Okay, we have the LED indicator. We have a five status. So if the LED is color white, it means that we have installed a single battery, or if you have parallel system, the master battery will be white color. The slave batteries in a parallel system will change to green color, the LED. So if the color changes to purple, it means that the battery lost communication with the inverter, and after 5 minutes, the 5 minutes, without communication with the inverter, the LED cha will change to purple. Yellow color, it means that the battery is in the self-protection status. This could happen when the battery could be a high temperature or low temperature, high voltage from the inverter, and the battery will protect itself and close communication with the inverter to avoid discharge and charge. If the LED is yellow, we can check the monitoring for check what happened with the battery or to see which alarm is in the battery. And red color is not dangerous. Red color is when you press the Blackstar button for 10 seconds. The LED changes to red color. Okay. We have monitoring. This is the Wi-Fi stick. You can connect the Wi-Fi stick in can 2 of the battery. And we have the Soluna eCloud is the APP, and you can check the historical information from the battery. For example, charge and discharge current, the voltage from each module, or for each cell. We can check the voltage for each cell. We can get reports. We can update the battery. Even if the battery need a software update, we can do it through monitoring. So it's very important. It's very important install the monitoring to if the battery need an update, we can do it through monitoring, or you can check reports, alerts. Yeah, so it's very important install the monitoring. If you install a battery, try to install the monitoring. Okay, this is parallel connection, and this is the parallel box. We have this device for parallel connection. So each parallel box, we can connect 4 units by parallel box. In this case, we have 6 battery, and these 3 battery belong. So for this parallel box, and this other battery belong in this parallel box. And then the parallel box is connect together. One is master and another is a slave, and the parallel box master is connect to the inverter. You can see one Wi-Fi stick in this. So you only need one Wi-Fi stick if you had until 10 units. For 10 units, we can use 3 parallel box. We can connect 3, 3, and 4 in each parallel box to get 10 units in parallel. This is the parallel box. We have the inputs, the outputs. It's very easy. It's like a combiner box for get until 115 kilowatt hours with 10 units, with 10, 15K units. Okay, this is the compatible inverter. Currently, we work with this brand around the world: Goodwill, Holmiles, Solis, Hypontech, Solintech, Solplanet. So we have more inverters compatible, but another inverter is not commercial in America. So if you need the complete list, you can request from through Rambo. We can send them the compatible list. Now you can install with Godwi in California, or Solis. These two inverters are very popular in America. So you can choose wherever you want. Okay, until now, this was the HB solution. So we're going to see the LB solution. We have two models, 5K and 10K in low voltage solution, but in this webinar, we are going to put more attention in 10K. This is the battery, 10K in low voltage. So we're going to see the main features. If you have question, you can write in the Q&A section, and after finish, we are going to reply. Okay. The cell is the same technology or the same chemistry, LFP cell. The difference between the HB and LB battery is the structure cell. In the HB battery, we use cylindric cell, and in low voltage battery, we use prismatic cell. The difference is the form, but the chemistry or technology is the same. We have the same cycle life. Most of the 6,000 cycles, charge and discharge. The DOD is the same, depth of discharge. We can discharge the battery up to 90% once it rate. In this case, that is low voltage, we can work with more current until 200 amps to discharge. BMS integrate, Wi-Fi monitoring, scalable up to 120 kilowatt hours in this case with 12 onyx in parallel. Self-heading function, this optional that I said before. Smart link compatible. The smart link, we're going to see the smart link in the next slide, but the smart link device could work with HB or LB batteries. It's the same device and could work with the two solutions battery. 10 years warranty. Okay. Technical features, rated capacity, 10.24. Usable capacity, 9.20 kilowatt hours. Nominal voltage range, maximum charge and discharge current. So in this case, we can discharge the battery in 1 hour if we need the 100 amps. So for discharge in this situation, we need keep the voltage of the battery. If the voltage is very slow, it's not possible discharge the battery in the maximum current. So we need keep the battery in the nominal voltage for discharge the battery in the maximum discharge current. For charge, maybe we can take 2 hours for charge hold the battery, because for charge is 100 amps. Operate temperature is the same that another solution, minus 10 degrees Celsius degrees. I have not put in Fahrenheit, sorry, but you can make the conversion, because this is Celsius degrees, and this is the range. Certificate, we have UL 1642 and UL 1973. Communication, CAN and Wi-Fi is the same that the HB. Dimension, we have 73 in the side, centimeters, 15 centimeters in the side, and 21.5 in the side. The weight is 94 kilograms, and we have IP65. Floor stand, wall mount, and rack. In this case, you can install wherever you want. It's not the three ways to install the battery is for default. You don't need let us know that HB case, because in HB, if you need install in the wall, you need make the odd order with this detail. In this case, no need. The battery can install with this. These three ways. Parallel units, 1 until 12 units. Physical characteristics, we have the LED indicators on the front of the battery. Logo, switch off on in the left side, the handles and connection port in the right side. The connection is very similar than HP. We have CAN2 and CAN1 and the electric ports. For parallel connection, we can use the parallel box. We have a special parallel box for low voltage solution, and for high voltage solution, the parallel box is different because the parallel box in low voltage is much bigger. Because the cables is most bigger, because we have worked with more current, so you can use for that. Compatible inverters, AP system, a Holmile, Solark, and Victron. With Solark, we are working in the official list. We hope the official list will be ready in Q4 in this year for to appear in the official list from Solark, but we have some system already installed with Solar and Victron in the market. Okay, this is the Smart Link. The Smart Link is a communication manager, and we can connect until 10 racks. In HB, 10 racks of 10 batteries. You can see rack 1 to rack 10. We can imagine 10 racks of 10 batteries connect in this hub, and in LB solution, 10 racks of 12 units. So the SmartLink avoid connect this kind of project, most for commercial or small industrial, is very functional for that. We can monitoring by Wi-Fi also, and no need install the Wi-Fi in each battery, only in the SmartLink. Okay, before to finish the presentation, we are going to see some reference project. This is HB with Solis S6. You can see the installation are very clean. Very the design of the battery is very clean, minimalist. You can check. In you can see the LED. This is the master battery in color white, and this is the slave battery in color green. With projects with Goodwin, you can see it, the inverter, hybrid inverter. With the new Goodwin generation. Another with Goodwin. Solar, this is the 5K battery, is not 10K low voltage, but the BMS and the protocol is the same. So you can install solar with 10K also. This is the rack for 5K. The rack, you can install 6 units in this rack, and the rack is available in with IP 65 if you need install outside. And this is 10K with Victron, and 5K. 5K is available in color white and color black. You can see the connection and more with 5K and Victron. AP storage. You can see the connection is very easy. Hall mounts in low voltage and finish. Thank you for hear the presentation, and if you have question, my colleague Arthur, we can help to reply. You can follow us in Instagram and Facebook, Soluna and Soluna Latam. You can find in social networks. Thank you.
Let's go over some of the questions that Arthur already responded. One attendee asked, can you include a list of the latest inverters that have UL9540 with these batteries? And I see that Arthur said that the Soluna high voltage battery has UL9540 with Solis, and with low voltage battery with Solar is in progress. From our discussion before, we were talking about the Q4 2024. But that's exciting. The AP systems is not UL9540 certified yet? The AP systems inverter
Not
storage?
changed.
Okay. Another attendee is asking, watching from Nairobi, Kenya, are you planning to enter the Kenya market? And Arthur said yes. Is monitoring required for a warranty? And you don't need to have monitoring in order to use your warranty if there is any issue. Any Enphase inverter compatibility? Arthur says that Soluna is not compatible with Enphase, but we have projects of people that are AC coupling. So you can, in addition to your Enphase, you can purchase a hybrid a string inverter, a, just like the Solis one, and use them together
Yes.
as AC coupled. Beto is asking, I have two Solunas batteries connected to my Solis hybrid inverter. It was one of the best investment in my life. Zero problems. Cool. I paid $0, sometimes $12. Sounds good. Thanks for
Good.
that review. These are all the questions that came in. If anybody have more questions, that's the time to ask them. Here it comes. That customer is in Houston, Texas. Cool. Okay. If no other questions, thank you, Alejandro and Arthur, for a insightful presentation. We will we recorded that webinar, and we will share with everybody the recording in the next few days with several campaigns or offers on the Soluna batteries. So if you're looking to purchase Soluna batteries, hang tight. We're offering, I think, $250 a gift card per battery. So it's a good opportunity to get extra discount on these batteries. If you need a quote for a project, just contact us at info@renvu.com. And as I mentioned before, the recording will be uploaded to our YouTube channel and will be shared in an email. So thank you, everybody, and have a great rest of your week. Thanks, Arthur. Thanks, Alejandro. Have a good
Thank
rest of
you.
your week. Bye, everybody.
Thank you so much.